Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE has a solar expert and energy services supervisor to help members understand if solar is right for them and to help you avoid possible scams from outside parties that are out there, unfortunately. So find out more at mte.com/prosolar. We're here talking with our friends from Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift. Jennifer Sanchez is with us today, and full summertime. Here we go, right?
Yes, absolutely. I know it doesn't feel like it today at this moment. You know, 77, kind of cloudy, but it's summer.
Yeah, we're getting there at least. I think the first full day of summer is on the 20th. So
yeah.
But this, you would think, with schools out, is maybe a downtime. But I think you told me the before that, you know, we have several school systems that maybe go into the summer year round. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you're keeping the Steered Straight message going this summer.
We are. Absolutely. Michael is. And actually, he was just in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
Yeah.
Yes. He was like, I'm officially moving here with all the chocolate. I'm like, just bring me back chocolate. I know you're coming back.
Did it smell like chocolate there, I guess?
Who knows? We'll have to ask him when he sees them. But he obviously is not as busy. There's a little bit. He's got a few more days here and there. So we do see him a little bit more often around the store. He comes in and pops in and takes a look at what's going on. But what he does keep going, which it's all year round, because teachers, there's a lot of teachers that still work and do their scheduling or whatever that might look like in schools. So he does like a teacher conference. He actually just did that in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And also he talks to prisons. So he'll go to prisons there too and talk. So yes, the school part of talking to students is probably not as busy. It's really just the middle summer part, because there are a lot of schools, especially up north. Actually, like even my nieces and nephews, they're still going for like another week. So there's schools still up north, depending on where you're at, that are still in, they're still in session. And then they get going pretty quick too. Somewhere like mid-July, schools start back up again. So there's not much downtime to actually talking to students, but he still gets into the schools and talks to the teachers and talks to the boards. And then he also does prison ministries. So he keeps going.
Well, yeah, I always know that it's maybe summertime and he's here a little more when we see him come in and put on, you know, big glasses or a hat and go through the store and do videos.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's been a bit done that.
Yeah.
I really should make myself a note the next time he comes in and just grab him and be like, guess what? You're doing a video for me. It has been a minute.
Tell us about Steered Straight. And I think we kind of jumped right on into it. But what is the message that when somebody asks you, what is Steered Straight? What do you do?
Sure. It rolls right off my tongue now. It's my boss. He goes into schools and he talks to students about drug and alcoholism, suicide and bullying, and vaping. So that is, we're a not-for-profit. That money goes right back into that ministry to help him keep him out there. Think about kind of like the DARE program, Once Upon a Time. I remember that in school. So all schools are allotted money from the state. Now some schools have a lot more money and some schools don't. So he doesn't want to leave any school behind, and that's where we come in. So if he gets into a school that is not able to pay him or can only pay a part of the portion, then the not-for-profit, what our store makes, comes in, backs him, keeps him out there, keeps him going at other places, whether it's another stay at a hotel or the rental car has got to be another day or whatever that might look like. So we back
that.
Or if
he picks up another speaking engagement while there.
And we try that really hard. I've seen them in action before we split and the store is just the store and the office became just the office. I heard all of that all day long because my office was in with them. So yeah, as soon as they book a school or a prison, whatever that might look like, they start looking around that area and what other school, what other prison can they go book to get in there, what other teacher conference can they book to get to keep him there and make it, you know, worth it. I mean, he's down to 4 presentations in a day.
Yeah,
so I've clocked that one. He's down to 4 in a day. I'm like, dang, that's a lot. That's a lot.
He has the gift of gab, I guess.
He does. He does. He can talk to anybody, and he does love talking.
And you can tell that he's very passionate about it, and it's a personal story, and you know, sometimes we'll see a video where he talks about, you know, I did this presentation, and he pulls out a handful of the vape pens, or, you know, just something about what happened there and the impact that he's trying to have one school, one kid at a time.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there's quite a few kiddos that hand over their vape pens, and it is as young as fourth grade. It is very, very sad. And they are just, they're not, there is no CDC regulations on vape pens yet. Because people, apparently not enough people have had issues or died yet. So there's no regulations on that. So we have to educate them that they just don't know. Even the ones, even the vape pens that they're not smoking a nicotine, that they think they're just smoking a flavor, still has nicotine in it. Because why would you keep picking up something that just has a flavor to it? Mm-hmm. You're still addicted. There's still chemicals. And the chemicals in just a vape pen alone, bad. I can go down that rabbit hole. I mean, as soon as anybody who's close to my world and I know they're vaping, I'm like, let's take a seat. Let me give you the 411 on what you're actually putting in your body. And then when you blow that out and that secondhand smoke, it just as true as with cigarettes, it is true with vaping. They're secondhand vaping. So if someone blows that out and you think, oh, it smells great, that chemical is going in your body too. Mm-hmm. So anybody who's close to my world, I go, hey, let's have a conversation really quickly here.
I remember him showing one and said that I think it was maybe a fifth or sixth grader. And he looked at the vape pen and they thought it was just a you know, some type of flavor or whatnot.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be CBD or something like that. Yes. And they didn't know that. A lot of times they get that from Big Brother or mom and dad. And
yes,
then that starts the whole process.
It does. It's really, really sad. So, but yeah, along with vaping, he's there for, you know, bullying, suicide. Suicide is so high right now. It's just on such a rise with kids. They're confused. They're not quite sure, you know, who they are, what that's going on with. So he's there to help support. And he really backs administration of schools because that's what helped him really come out of where he came out of, too, that he knew that he had that teacher with that helping hand that said, Michael, let's talk. Mm-hmm. And even though he pushed that away, he knew that they were there, that and he really supports that. And he really tries to help educate the teachers, too, and tell the kids, tell the students, if that teacher says, hey, what's up, talk to them.
Jennifer Sanchez is with us today, Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2, Furniture and Thrift. And we haven't talked a lot about the Furniture and Thrift store. So let's jump right into it. I guess you've got everything turned over and 4th of July, summer, all kinds of things.
Yes. Father's Day. Father's Day is coming up. Don't forget about Father's Day. So Father's Day is coming up. That's our big display right in our front window. Father's Day items. We've been collecting for a while now, and we love doing our displays. That's always fun. It changes over every couple of weeks. So yes, right now we got Father's Day up. Then I think we're going to do like a whole picnic theme and then roll right into 4th of July. So it's going to be a lot of fun with those. But yeah, we've got your Father's Day items. He always wants you to save a penny.
Sure.
I mean, dads, they want you to be thrifty.
Right.
Be good with your money. So, hey, what better place to go to than to a thrift store?
Yeah.
But yeah, all of our swimwear is out. Swimwear starts at $4. Have you gone to the store to look at how much swimwear is?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Way too much money. Our swimwear starts at $4. $4. And then, you know, we've got the tank top starting at $3. Our regular top start at $5. Bottoms at $6. Dresses at $7. A nice summer dress for $7.
Can't beat that.
Yes, we got the flip-flops and the summer shoes out. And so we've got all the fun stuff. And then, of course, we've got media, records, DVDs, cassettes, VHSs. And then we've got furniture and linens and hardware. I mean, we've got it.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, I just saw on the floor this morning, we have a telescope. I walked in, I'm like, okay, we've got a telescope today. So it's always something new, different that we've got in our store. So,
and it's not just like everything's piled in. I mean, it's very organized.
I've got a great team. Kudos to my team. I say, hey, let's change this. Hey, let's do that. What do you think of this? I ask for their opinions too. How would we need to rearrange this? How do we need to do this? What do we think for that? So I've got a really good team that does a great job for me and just making it look good, making it look like this might be a shelf in your room, in your living room or whatever that might look like. And then you just really get to see pieces. And that's definitely the biggest compliment we get is, oh my gosh, I can't believe this looks like a thrift store. This is not your typical thrift store. And I say, thank you. I have a team that works really hard for right. that.
And a good eye for that kind of thing too.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah.
So, got a minute or so here. I know you do pickups on furniture and just kind of talk about that.
Yeah. So on Wednesdays we do pickups. So give me a call. I'm usually about 2 weeks out. So if you know you're moving at the end of June, call me today. Let's get that scheduled. So I'm usually about 2 weeks out on pickups, but yeah, I pick up the furniture, anything large. And then I also get, you know, if you got a bunch of boxes of kitchen, clothing, shoes, whatever that might look like, hey, I got 10 boxes that I'm not taking with me. Can you pick those up? Absolutely. I can pick that up. So yeah, please give me a call, 615-896-5730. We do pickups on Wednesdays. Come and call me.
So where can we find Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift?
Okay. So I love this question that we always ask each other. It is 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. However, it once was called Mercury, and I'm in the store that used to be a sporting goods store.
Mm-hmm. AG Sporting AG's Goods.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I always look to you. I'm like, tell me the initials again.
Back in the day. Yes, absolutely. Yes. So that's where you can find our friends over at Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift. And Jennifer, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Jennifer Sanchez joining us today on the show. And if you came in a bit late, want to listen back, check the podcast. It'll be up shortly at WGNSradio.com.